we take a look into the life of a professional artist. In 1983, Peter Barker gave up a successful career in golf to renew his childhood passion of painting. He was helped on the road to earning a living from his work by the owners of a small gallery in Lincolnshire. Let's hear the full story.
My name's John Fountain, and this is my wife, Carol, and we run something called the Stamford Artist Gallery, which is a very small art gallery in the ancient town of Stamford, and we show paintings by local artists. We've been here 30 years now, and probably the best painter locally is Peter Barker. Without meaning any disrespect to all the 40 or so other painters that we've shown work for.
My name is Peter Barker. I'm a professional artist. My style of painting is, I suppose, what you would call figurative and realistic. I'm not an impressionist painter, although I love impressionistic work. I paint en plein air, i.e. on site, out in the open, and in the studio. I think people relate to my work because they can actually see what it is. I'm well known for painting water, and I think people like paintings of water because in our busy lives, not many people see a river out of their window every day, so a river gives the feeling of tranquility and gives them a good feeling, hopefully. I love painting water, and contrary to popular opinion, it's easier to paint water than trees, so but keep that to yourselves. I started painting professionally in 1983 after a 12-year career in golf. I started to look around one or two art galleries and arrogantly thought I could paint better than half the stuff that was in the galleries. And so I quit golf and started to paint professionally with a blank sheet of paper in front of me. I say professionally because I didn't sell anything for a long time. I very quickly realised that I couldn't paint any better than the pictures I saw in the galleries. You have to learn your craft. You can't suddenly think you can do something without learning. And there was an artist, and there still is an artist, called Caesar Smith, very popular Peterborough artist, lives at Whittlesea. And Caesar gave me a lot of early encouragement and took me under his wing somewhat. I used to go and visit and plague him with questions and watch him paint. And got better and better, and eventually the Stamford Artist Gallery in Maiden Lane, John and Carol Fountain, the proprietors, took my work and started selling. So then I became a true professional painter, i.e. painting for a living.
Peter came in one afternoon with, I think it was around about six paintings, and John saw him and he asked, could we possibly show these paintings? And John said, yes, we'd like to show them. And at the time, Peter was still a golf pro at Milton, I believe, in Peterborough. And he left them with us, and they sold very quickly. Most of Peter's work is river scenes, the River Neen, the River Welland. He also does some very icy paintings where it looks as if the rivers are freezing over, you know, really, really icy paintings. And they make you feel cold. They do make you feel really chilly. And one of the ones at the moment that we have is one of Thornham in Norfolk. And the river, obviously, it's a tidal river. And of course, you get a muddy bank. And the bank looks as if you could just squelch through it. It's really muddy. You know, it just makes you feel that you're actually there. He does some wonderful work. The leaves and that are all almost individually put on the trees.
Quite amazing realism. He used to do still lifes as well. I remember years ago we had a painting of his, and it was called The Contents of a Pocket. And it was a schoolboy's pocket. In there was a little conker, a piece of string, elastic band, two pennies, painted in the most fantastic detail, so real. And it's the same realism with everything he paints.
I'm based in Rutland, the village of South Luffenham. The countryside around here is ideal for my sort of work. We are blessed with the River Welland and the River Neen a little further away, which are, the River Welland is a nice twisting river through some rolling hills and very interesting landscape. And I often paint the same view of the river at different times of day and in different seasons. It looks different. One morning it can look very sharp and clear, and the next morning in the same place it will have a milky atmosphere. So the light changes so much, the blues of the background become more diffused and give the subject a softer feel, and another time when it's a real bright sunny day and it's a great clarity and it gives a crisp image of sparkling water. So there's so much to excite the eye, and hopefully that's what produces decent paintings. When I'm working outside on site, I'm not one of these who does lots of sketches. When I see a light quality I like to start painting straight away. So I have a little pochard box which I bought from America, which clips onto a tripod very quickly, so within 5 minutes I'm up and painting. And I sketch it very quickly in charcoal, but generally I paint straight away. I remember Rolf Harris saying in one of his art programs that he starts off with a very out-of-focus image and brings it into focus, and I think that's a very good analogy, so that hopefully by the end the result will be pretty much as I see in front of me. I'm largely self-taught, well, entirely self-taught, as I said. Caesar Smith, the artist at Whittlesea, gave me some encouragement, but I've not had what you would call any formal tuition. The best way for any young person, or any person for that matter, who wants to become an artist, I think, is not necessarily to go to art school, but to paint. Just keep painting. You'll pick up things, you can have a bit of tuition, but you'll pick up your own style, how to paint and what you want to paint, more the point. Most art classes you see advertised at local colleges are generally watercolour, which is the most difficult medium, because you've got to get it right to start with. It's a one-hit medium, whereas with oil and pastel, you can actually rub things out or scrape things down and start again. So really, folks, oil and pastel painting is very easy. The pricing of art, you think we've all seen the stories of Damien Hirst's diamond-encrusted skull selling for, what was it, something like £12 million, was it? Might even have been more, I can't remember. But these figures get bandied about, and of course there's always some multi-millionaire who's willing to fork out money for that. So best of luck to Damien. I'd like a bit of his money, obviously, but pricing of work is difficult. I don't like to price my work outside the realms of the normal punter in the street, but at the same time I want to make a living, and I'm at the stage now where I make a reasonable living from it. Because certainly I shall never make the money that Damien Hirst has until I'm dead. Dying is always a very good career move for an artist. So I suppose I could do a Reggie Perrin sometime and come back as somebody else. I'm getting better the more I paint. It's not like sport. The older you get, obviously the worse you get at sport. You're not as fit as you were. I'm not as fit as I was, but I think my artistic talent is still getting better. And I want to live to be 100, because there are so many things I want to paint. For me, it is a way of life now. It's something I can't get away from. And I love the act of painting.
You can see Peter's work at the Iona House Gallery in Woodstock, Oxfordshire, until July the 11th.